Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Huron County District Court saw the arraignment of Hunter Kermit Burton Fellion today before Judge Ferris. Fellion is charged with a misdemeanor, failure to report an accident with damage over $1,000. This offense carries potential penalties of up to 90 days in jail or a $100 fine. Represented by attorney Dallas Rooney, Fellion entered a not guilty plea. Attorney Christopher Hunter has been appointed for his ongoing defense. The court set a June 24th deadline for the prosecution to issue a plea offer and discovery. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 9th, 2026 at 9:30 a.m. Bond was established at $3,500 personal recognizance, requiring no immediate payment, but non-appearance could lead to fines, costs, or jail time. And during the last meeting of the Imlay City Commission, approval was given to lower taxes slightly and to select engineers for an infrastructure project. Commissioners approved a resolution for the 2026 Truth in Taxation Millage that addressed municipal property taxes. The resolution lowered the property tax millage rate from the previous 16.5345 millage rate. In other money-related matters, commissioners approved the final plan for the Clean Water State Revolving Fund for the wastewater treatment system improvements and for engineers Fleissen Vanderbrink to draft the plan to do the work. And federal prosecutors have charged two researchers affiliated with the National Institutes of Health for after authorities say undeclared biological materials were discovered during their arrival at Detroit Metropolitan Airport earlier this year. According to court findings, the researchers identified as Vincent Munster of the Netherlands and Claude Kui of Cameroon returned from the Republic of Congo in January carrying biological samples that investigators say were not properly declared to customs officials. Federal officials allege laboratory testing later identified deactivated mpox, also known as monkeypox, among the materials recovered. Prosecutors further claim the researchers lacked required authorization for transporting the samples and made false statements during questioning. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Detroit announced the charges this week, with officials emphasizing concerns about transporting pathogen-related materials on commercial flights. Court documents also cite a statement allegedly made by one of the researchers indicating he routinely transported similar materials and believed supporting documentation would not be necessary during inspection. The case marks the latest federal investigation involving biological materials entering the United States through Detroit. Prosecutors note that separate cases filed in recent years have also involved allegations of unauthorized transport of research-related biological substances through Michigan. When we come back from this AVS Tech Team sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the Tech Team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the Tech Team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, the Kaysville City Council will have met today at 5:30 p.m. at the Municipal Building. During that meeting, there was a public hearing on the proposed 2027 general fund budget and setting the millage rates to 16.0750 mil that will be levied to support it. The council also accepted the downtown DDA proposed 2027 budget and to approve the 1.4326 mils to be levied to support that budget. The council was expected to review correspondence from the City of Bad Axe regarding the cost of proposed pipeline from Kindy and a request from the Chamber of Commerce for street closures for the Denim and Diamonds event.
At concerts, we dance to the same tune. At games, we hug total strangers. And yet, in these moments, there's also something we don't do. We don't act based on how they look, who they love, where they're from, or what they believe. We just act. Because the things that make us different will never change what makes us human. Go to lovehasnolabels.com to learn more. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.